ask for your attention for just a few minutes for a few reasons. One of them is just kind of happening as we gather here today. And it's a fire captain that we lost this morning in a fire. Someone who's in the Austin neighborhood, a 30-year veteran, Captain David Meyer. We all appreciate first responders. There's so many city and state and federal and Cook County and you name it, employees in this room and people who understand public service. And when you leave and you have a family and you leave to go do your job and you may not come home and you're out saving everybody's lives that's in here, it's a pretty tough job, and it's tough for that family of the fire department and, of course, Captain Meyer's family. So please, never know what to say, but thanks for joining me in just a moment of remembering him and remembering all of those who do serve our great city. And recognize that police and fire especially, it's an incredibly difficult job these days. Thank you for that. So I'm Dan Gibbons from the City Club, and we have our board chair, Omar Dagestani. Omar, thank you for being here. On behalf of our Board of Governors, welcome to City Club. What a great room. We've had a very busy week, and we have a lot more to come. Today's program, I'm especially excited about. You know, I did this earlier. I don't think anyone was listening, though. Everybody check your phone. Does anyone not have it? Okay. Omar found this outside. So while you're checking it, turn it off, please. But there is a phone here that, yes, okay, I won't embarrass who it is. I saw who, I'll bring it over to you. I have it. Don't worry. I haven't answered anything. Okay, we got that settled. We lighten things up a little bit, too. Thank you to so many of these folks here, especially in the front, and I'm going to mention the sponsors because we couldn't share this platform, of course, without sponsorship and all of your membership to keep this City Club doing what we're doing. So, of course, the Chicago Park District is a sponsor today. The Chicago Parks Foundation, the partner of the Park District. Chicago Public Library is here. Thank you, the library. Clayco, one of our favorite companies and partners. Resolute Public Affairs. Chip, where are you? Resolute, not because Guy Ciparoni and Respublica Group is here, but of course, Resolute and Goldner and all of your team, thank you, Respublica and your crew, thank you also. The Shedd Aquarium is here, and I'm going to mention a few others that are at your table, but thank you to the Shedd Aquarium. Clarity Partners is here. FH Passion is here. World Business Chicago right up in front. Thanks for all you all do. Of course, our friends at the Carpenters, Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. Thank you all. As I often say, it's just as important to acknowledge who is in this room, because it's just as important as who's up on the stage here, because there's so much getting done in this room. And also, my intention when I originally asked Alderman at the time, Ramirez Rosa, to come, he hadn't found the bathrooms yet. He hadn't even been into his new office. He had just been announced. And I kind of thought of this as a meet the civic community. You know, you've been alderman for 10 years, but I thought, oh, this would be a good way for you to kind of meet some of the stakeholders that maybe you haven't met or maybe you want to get to know a little bit better. So, again, if you'll indulge me, I want to mention some of the folks that are in this room, and you look around and see who's to your right and your left, and maybe you all can get some good things done, too. Commissioner Chris Brown from the library is here, of course, as is Brenda Bowie from the foundation. The Library Foundation supports so much good work of the library. The Inspector General, Deb Witzberg, is here. Great speaker. Phil Clement from World Business Chicago is right up front here. And his predecessor, Michael Fosnock, from who's now at Clayco. Joan Coogan is here. Great public servant and a former boss of mine. So I want to mention, I mentioned the Shed, and what I thought was really neat about, and people, you know, that are regular at City Club, they understand to bring the right people to your table. So Dr. Bridget Coughlin from the Shed Aquarium, thank you. And thank you to your team for being great partners, but also for bringing your campus. It's my understanding that we have the, acting CEO Audris Wong from the Adler Planetarium here. Thank you for being here. The CEO of the Field Museum, Julian Siggers, is here. And then, of course, some folks from Soldier Field, also a great park district. So we'll probably get into the museum campus a little bit in today's discussion. Thank you for all being here. Thank you for the work you do on the campus. And thank you, Bridget, and your team for pulling that group together. David Doig is here, former superintendent of the parks. Jimmy Dower runs Urban Initiatives, helps so many kids, great partners in the parks. Pastor Philip Jackson from the board, Park District Board, is here. Michael Edwards from the Loop Alliance. So you're getting a theme here. There are people here from philanthropy, from public service, from corporate government, you name it. These are the people that are making things work in the city. So I'm going to keep going for just another minute. Michael Jacobson from the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association. Kara Bachman, who helps put so many heads in beds for that through the Chicago Sports Commission. Thank you, Kara. Margaret Frisbee from the River, Friends of the River. Julie Giese from NASCAR. Nora Gaynor from the Art Institute. Charlie Jones, the great Charlie Jones, is here, does so much for Chicago. Willa Lang from the Parks Foundation. Thank you, Will, and your team. Jason Lee is here from the mayor's office. Jason, you've been busy. As has Christina Pacchione-Zayas, the chief of staff to Mayor Johnson. Thank you for taking time out of your busy days to be here. If I didn't recognize you, just shout out your name, please. Yeah. Okay. No, I see. Tim Smith is here from Lollapalooza. There's a lot of different people who are making really great things happen in Chicago. And I'm sorry if I didn't recognize you. You'll have to come back next time because there's so much more to come. Perhaps most importantly is Carlos's family is here. His mother is here and his partner Brian are here. Welcome. And we also we appreciate family here. We know when a mother comes, they're going to keep you on your toes. And I look forward to asking you to come on up and join us as I make an introduction here. So we have, as you all know, and we can read bios, but Carlos Ramirez Rosa is a great sort of, I still consider, next generation leader who's very fresh in this position as the CEO of the Chicago Park District. He's been an alderman for 10 years. He knows the ins and outs of the city. He's someone who I think we're going to see a lot more of. Great public servant. He's got a lot that he's figuring out very quickly, and I'm sure he's got some to learn, and hopefully that's from a lot of you in this room also. I'm honored to have him here at City Club as our special guest today, and I'd like to invite you up to answer a few questions. CEO of the Chicago Park District, welcome to City Club, Carlos Ramirez Rosa. Sure this thing's working. Oh, I'm going to put this phone over here in case something really fun comes in the next, just as long as it's on silence. So like I said, when we first talked, I kind of imagined this being I'll meet the civic community and let's meet you and let's just get to know about you, because there's no way you're going to get in there and understand what's going on with the parks and what you're going to do and all that. But then we talked last week, and like, you've hit the ground running.
Yeah,
you have, right? I was very impressed with how much you've learned, how many people you've met, and that you already have some plans. So I was going to take it easy on you, but not anymore. Is that all right?
That's fine. Shoot the questions. Yeah.
Well, good. So no, you have. You've hit the ground running. How long have you been in there? Tell us what the last couple. I think a couple of weeks now. What's been going on? What have you noticed? What are you what's driving your next step?
Yeah. So I was named February 28th, and we then had a month-long transition period through the month of March, since my start date was April 1. During that time, I got to meet with fabulous external partners like Willa Lang, like Brian Gladstein, the new executive director of Friends of the Parks. Are you here, Brian? I believe you're here. Please give him a round of applause.
Oh, thanks. Now you're going to call out everyone. I forgot to. Thank you.
He is also new in his role, and him and I have actually worked together for the past 10 years on a number of initiatives, so very serendipitous. But I got to meet with various different external partners in the month leading up to my first day on the job, April 1. But I also got to do dozens of hours of internal briefings. And it was, as everyone says, drinking water from a hose. But it was really great because it allowed me to learn where the bathroom was before April 1. It allowed me to meet the chiefs who run the various departments and units within the Chicago Park District. And it really facilitated a strong start on April 1.
Great. All right, now it's so that's April 1. It's almost the end of April. I have a whole host of questions. And by the way, I didn't mention this earlier, but I would like to ask, this is a very engaged audience, and we have a microphone. I would like to ask some of you to think of some questions to ask, and Caleb is going to come around a little bit later. I've got a few of my own. But I would like to engage the audience, and I have a few pre-submitted as well, so should have gotten that out of the way. But I have a few. One that, you know, the state's finances are in trouble. The city's finances are in trouble. We all know that. The COVID money's running out. The budgets are, you know, they've been able to pass this year, but it's been difficult. Park District's doing okay, right? Your budgets, your finances seem to be in order. How can we keep it that way and keep that ship sailing in the right direction?
Well, I think the Chicago Park District has an incredible legacy of our foremothers and forefathers who have worked to be very judicious in maintaining this beautiful park system. During the Great Depression, at the start of the Great Depression, we had 22 separate taxing bodies that made up our citywide park district system. And our foremothers and forefathers had the great wisdom to say, we're going to unite that system to create one unified park district system so that this institution can survive for the next century. And so here we are 91 years later, and the Chicago Park District continues to exist. In the 90s, and I know David Doig is here, and of course, you know, prior to that, we had Forrest Claypool. There was a push to make sure that we were assessing our revenue-generating assets and to ensure that things like the harbors, things like Soldier Field, things like our wonderful, fabulous golf courses, that they were actually generating revenue to help support the core function of the park, which is to provide programming and services, recreational opportunities for our young people and for people of all ages here in the city of Chicago. And so thanks to that work that happened when I was just this tall, the Park District today is doing really, really well. So we have a $600 million operating budget. We have our Chief Administrative Officer, Juliet Azimi. Everybody say hi to Juliet. Many of you know her. The team has worked over many years to make sure that, you know, Soldier Field is generating tens of millions of dollars, that through partnerships with Lollapalooza, with Sueños, with Riot Fest, that we're generating millions of dollars. And that actually facilitates the ability for the Park District to offer an incredible value when it comes to summer day camp and to programming as a whole. And so one of the things that we talked about when we checked in last week is that the Park District, our fees for summer day camp programming is 72% of the case is lower than it was at the start of the pandemic. And that is incredible. That is incredible. In this inflationary environment, to be able to continue to provide that affordability to working families while the price of everything else is going up, to have 72% of Park District day camp fees be lower than they were in 2019, and overall 97% do I know how to do math? Only 3%.
You've got people for that.
That's
now.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Only 3% of park day camp fees are higher than they were in 2019. And so that is made possible through revenue generation. That is made possible through being very judicious with our assets and with our budget. And that's a legacy that I hope to be able to continue in my new role.
Great. Well, okay, you just set that up then. So your legacy, there's a lot going on that's great. You just mentioned so much of it, mm-hmm. right? I'm sure there are a few things that can be better. There's always things that can be better. What are some of those things? Or maybe what do you want your legacy to really be that you came in and either changed or brought along or started or did away with? What are your, and you know, understanding this may morph over time, but what would you like to see as your legacy on your first month in office?
Yeah. Well, I think we are sitting here today talking about a wonderful park system that has so many wonderful assets. And we're able to do that because 91 years ago, at the height of the Great Depression, people whose names we do not know took decisive action to save that system and to keep it in place for a century. So my hope is that 100 years from now, people that we do not know, that do not know our names, will be sitting here and saying thank you to our foremothers and forefathers for the action that they take, for the wise decisions that they made. Because of their work, we continue to have this wonderful, beautiful asset that families are able to appreciate. The Park District is at the nexus of public safety, public health, social good. If you think about it, so many of the things that people love about Chicago are found in the Chicago Park District, whether it's our museums, whether it's wonderful gardens like the Japanese Garden, which is seeing a record number of visitors this past several days with the beautiful cherry blossoms in bloom, whether it is iconic photos of the lakefront. Whenever you look at a picture of Chicago, you're likely looking at a Park District asset and Park District property, whether that's Grant Park or Garfield Park. So I definitely want to be a good steward and ensure that in my role as General Superintendent, I am protecting and advancing the interests of the Park District. We have a 5-year strategic plan that was voted on last year by our Board of Commissioners. And I want to recognize we have two wonderful people that serve on our Board of Commissioners here. We have Robert Castañeda. If you would please give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
And we also have Reverend Phil Jackson. If you would also please give him a warm round of applause. Our board is unpaid. This is a labor of love for them, and we have a tremendous, wonderful board that has a variety of various different backgrounds in philanthropy, in community development. Our president, Dr. Marlon Everett, is a cardiologist. So we have a very diverse board in terms of background and experience. And so they approved a 5-year strategic plan at the end of last year that talks about advancing environmental sustainability, that talks about supporting our workforce, that talks about making sure that we're addressing deferred maintenance and advancing capital infrastructure improvements in an equitable manner, that the Park District is leading as it relates to health and wellness, and that we are also supporting our workforce. The Chicago Park District has about 3,000 permanent year-round employees. And then right now, we are ramping up our hiring because we're going to have about another 3,000 seasonal employees. And so I want to make sure that I'm advancing the tasks that are related to our strategic plan. But also in taking on this position, I had a conversation with the mayor and he identified 7 priorities, which are very much in line with our strategic plan. That includes equitable capital infrastructure improvement. That includes supporting our workforce. It also includes addressing the Hunger Games. We've all heard this, the Hunger Games of summer camp registration.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
I'm a very family-oriented person. So my sister, Jackie Rosa, she's also here. She used to be the deputy mayor of community engagement. And she's the EVP at United Way of Chicago. But she texted me, and she's like, my brother is the CEO of the Chicago Park District, and I can't get my kids into the program. This is terrible. But that's the experience of parents across the city, right? We're providing an incredible value.
Parents, I think, by the way, the BGA and the IG's office would really appreciate that.
She did not get any assistance.
Treatment.
She did not get any special assistance from her brother. But we want to make sure that we're making it fair and accessible for everyone. And so, you know, I started April 1. Registration started mid-April. So we didn't have enough time in those 2 weeks to make any changes. But we have enough lead time between now and next spring. So definitely the mayor wants to see us address that system and make it more equitable. Because there are parents who don't have laptops, right? And that makes it harder for them to be able to register their kids. There are parents who are on two laptops trying to keep their kids in line so they can register both of them. And so we want to ensure that everyone across the city, particularly the parents that most need this programming, because this is also supporting our workforce, as you all know, right? Parents need to work. And school is not open during the summer. And so the Park District is providing our children with a safe place to be at while their parents continue to work and do the job that they need to do to support our society and to support their households.
Yeah, you just hit like four different topics. And I'm first of all, go to the library if you can't get registered. We know that you can do that there, if not at the Park District. Okay, I'm going to go to you. So Mayor Johnson is your boss, right? We'll just talk politics for a minute. You are a former alderman. You have 49 former colleagues, now 50, you know, former colleagues, and I bet you they all have your cell phone number. Mm-hmm. How are you going to deal with the politics of 77 communities, 504? How many parks are there?
There are over 600 parks, over 240 field houses, 26 miles of lakefront, 8,800 acres of parkland. Yeah,
so you have a big job. It's a big job. It's it's a big budget. But you got a lot of bosses, right? I mean, you have the you're hearing from the general public every day. You're hearing from these aldermen from all the different wards, and then of course you have the mayor, and maybe a few folks from his staff, and everybody's got ideas. How do you plan to balance all that and also see like your own vision, you know, come through this?
Yeah, well, I think the Chicago Park District benefits tremendously from intergovernmental support and relationships, whether that be with CHA, where we have many facilities co-located with CHA properties, whether that be with the Chicago Public Library, who has a library in one of our parks in Englewood, or whether that be with CPS, where we have many shared properties. And we also benefit tremendously from support from federal, state, and local elected officials. There is so much deferred maintenance needs at the Chicago Park District. There are so many improvements that communities would like to see. And realistically, we could not get them done without the support of our federal, state, and local elected officials. And so I am very proud of my track record as Alderman of the 35th Ward, working collaboratively, particularly with the people that live in my community, bringing together nonprofit organizations, bringing together various different stakeholders. And I'm excited to bring that same approach to this role. Now I have to work with 2.7 million people in 77 communities, so it's a lot more.
Are you changing your cell phone number?
It's a lot more, and I don't take it lightly. But the great thing is that there's a fabulous team at the Chicago Park District, and they also hold a lot of relationships. And so we work to ensure that we're responsive and that we're collaborating with everyone that wants to collaborate with the Chicago Park District.
Good. When you see from this room, there's so many that do collaborate and that, or that want to. And many of them, like I mentioned earlier, are involved. Maybe we get to it's summer. You know, finally, it's 70 degrees. Summer's here. It's exciting. We've had a long winter. This is the time when Chicago really shines. Of course, there are concerns that come with that. There's safety. There's there are issues that come with the summer coming, but there's also so much opportunity. There's the music festivals. There's the lakefront. Let's just talk about this summer and maybe focus for a minute on some of the music festivals, because I know there's so many of those folks in the room, and how important that is and how we can safely gather so many, especially young people, to enjoy the best city in the world in the best season.
Absolutely. You know, the Chicago Park District is the largest single employer of young people in the city of Chicago. We employ thousands of young people, and we also provide thousands of young people with opportunities throughout the summer. As we know, there's been the talk of teen takeovers in the news. And the Park District is at the table with all of our city partners, whether that's the Office of Emergency Management and Communication, whether that's the Chicago Public Schools. So the mayor has convened a table of various different stakeholders to talk about how we can work across government to provide our young people with opportunities and keep them safe. The Chicago Park District has often thought about what are ways that we can bring young people into our parks. So there's 11 teen centers across the city of Chicago that are activated year round. The Park District is also looking at bringing new programs online. So I'm a little bit too old for this, but esports is a big thing. And we're starting an esports program this summer at the Chicago Park District. And then also, this is obviously very popular across all demographics, but we are also starting a podcasting program too for our young people. So we know that there's the traditional programs that young people participate in, whether that's boxing, football, all of our wonderful sports recreation programs, but we are also always looking for new ways to activate the spaces that we have and to provide our young people with structured activities that make them healthier and safer.
And a lot of those are going to be these music fests, right? I just saw the lineup today for, I think it was Riot Fest. Everybody from the Beach Boys to the Green Day.
Yes.
What else is coming this summer?
Yeah. So in terms of Riot Fest, the Park District just approved a multi-year agreement that will have Riot Fest at Douglas Park for the next 3 to 5 years, because there's an option to extend that agreement. And that agreement is the result of a lot of community dialogue and collaboration. As a result of this multi-year agreement, Riot Fest will actually be contributing more to the Chicago Park District budget than they ever have before. And as a result of that, I came in on April 1, and prior to my start, the Park District had created a policy called the 10% give back policy. So the money that is generated from these large events supports the Park District. It supports our payroll. It supports the summer programming that we do, the year-round programming that we do. And a lot of community residents would ask, well, what's in it for my local park? And so what the Park District did is we created a 10% give back policy. This was prior to my tenure. I came in and I said, for parks like Douglas Park that have seen historic disinvestment, that have such a big gap, right, in life expectancy between some of the most affluent areas in our city and some of the most working poor areas of our city, what can we do more? And as a result of this multi-year agreement, we are able to pilot a 30% give back. So 3 times the amount that we've been able to do in the past, and that's going to come out to about $1 million over the next several years. We are proud to be able to do that and proud to have had the support of the Board of Commissioners and the mayor in this initiative. And we're also going to implement participatory budgeting, because we didn't just want to say, well, now we have $1 million, we're going to decide what's in the best interest of your community. We said we're also going to ask the local residents and empower them. What would you like to see in your neighborhood? And so we are working to partner with the UIC Great Cities Institute, which has been the lead in participatory budgeting in the city of Chicago for quite some time. And this spring, we're going to pilot the first ever participatory budgeting process at Douglas Park for the Chicago Park District. It's going to be bilingual. In our meetings, we're going to provide childcare. We're going to make sure that the community that in some instances has not felt engaged, that they're going to have the opportunity to come to the table and discuss what they would like to see at Douglas Park. And one of the reasons why that's good. One of the reasons why I'm so excited about this is because there's a lot of research that shows that participatory budgeting leads to fabulous outcomes as it relates to community building. When people are asked, what would you like to see in your park? When they know that they have the power to allocate local dollars, and when they have to talk to their neighbor, sometimes they may not disagree with their neighbor as much as they think they do. Sometimes they may speak different languages, but now they have a reason to come together and to work together. And so I think that Douglas Park as a whole, you know, it's not a panacea. It's not going to solve all of our issues, but I'm really proud that the Park District is able to play that role.
Great. Lollapalooza is coming back, right?
That's right.
That's going to be, I don't know how many years, 20-some, almost 30 years. How's planning for that looking?
Well, Juliet can tell you all about it. The team at the Park District works year round to ensure that, you know, Lollapalooza and Sueños and other big events at Grant Park, that they're out in the community. And that's one of the great things about these big festivals in the Chicago Park District, is that they're not just generating revenue to support all of the wonderful programming at the parks, but they're investing in our parks in so many other different ways. And so we're very grateful that Lollapalooza just recently invested $500,000 in renovations in Grant Park outside of the scope of their agreement with the Chicago Park District. We also know, yeah, that's fabulous. That's great. We also know that events like Riot Fest, like Lollapalooza, they're also out in the community. I had an opportunity to go to Malcolm X College, where Lollapalooza and Sueños were having a youth hiring fair. And it was so great to see young people, our young people from the city of Chicago, getting connected with their potential career in this fabulous industry around music and music production and event production, because it's big business. It's a very lucrative career. And we really want to make sure that our young people, particularly Black and brown youth, have the opportunity to access those jobs.
Yeah, I love that. That's so, it's an ecosystem, right? And I think here at City Club, we really appreciate that, because it is public-private partnerships, it's opportunity for youth, it's giving back. I mean, NASCAR does the same thing. Lollapalooza, these, it's incredible. Sueños, I think that's becoming one of the biggest, that's surprising me, is how big that's getting. I'd like to have some programs here to do all that and talk about the ecosystem and how widespread the effects of these festivals are. Thanks for hitting on that. Let's talk about the lake, or let's talk about museum campus specifically for a minute, because I did mention we have some partners here, some of your tenants, some but there's a lot going on the lakefront. The museum campus is the museums are doing well, the concert season, the soccer games are happening, there's an awful lot going. There's a little bit of uncertainty as to the future of Soldier Field in particular. Museum campus is an absolute gem. What are your thoughts on the campus? What do you see that's going well? What do you think that could be better? Let's just talk about the museum campus for a few
minutes. Yeah, I think the museum campus is such a wonderful asset for the city of Chicago. It enriches us culturally. It puts us on the map globally. My husband will tell you that I love visiting museums wherever we go. I always want to stay there for like 3 to 5 hours. He's normally done about hour one. But we get our steps in. But I think in my next life, I probably want to study museum science, because I'm always just looking at the curation, you know, how do they build their exhibits? And I got to tell you, Chicago, we've got the best museums, I think, across the globe.
And of course, DuSable and the Art Institute are also, you know, partners and tenants of the parks.
Yes. And so, you know, we have Museum in the Parks, which are the cohort and collective of all of the wonderful museums, whether that is the Griffin MSI in Jackson Park, or the National Museum of Mexican Art in Harrison Park. All across the city, we have wonderful cultural, historic, science institutions that enrich our lives. The Chicago Park District, you know, is not just the landlord for these institutions, but it's also an important partner. For example, I just learned that for the Peggy Nonobart Nature Museum, the Park District pass-through funds from the PPRT and from property tax make up 1/4 of their budget. And so without those funds from the Chicago Park District, it'd be very difficult for the Nature Museum to be able to provide all of the educational and enrichment opportunities that they do to Chicago's youth and to people of all ages. And so I think it's an extremely important partnership. I'm looking forward to visiting all of the museums. I will be judging all of your curation. And
no pressure.
And then maybe, you know, in my next life, I'll be a museum curator.
Well, all right. So let's talk about you for a minute. And I do want to get to some questions. So please hope to have a few here. But what do we expect to get from you? The 35th Ward knows you, right? The rest of the city has seen you in action in city council, but maybe not. You know what? This is a neat job. This affects everybody. What are we going to get out of you, and where did that come from? And maybe tell us where, if you had any history in the parks. So like
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in the city of Chicago, born and raised. My mother, Margarita, is from Mexico. She came here as a child. My father, Carlos, was born in Puerto Rico. They met here at UIC. They became public school educators. They worked at our Chicago public schools for many, many years. They became small business owners. If you remember Sheffield Laundromat on Sheffield in Lakeview, maybe you do, maybe you don't, but they owned and operated that business for many, many years. I love our city because Chicago made me who I am. I love our diversity, and I love our parks. When I was a child, my father wanted me to be the next great Puerto Rican boxer, and so he took me to Hamlin Park. At the western edge of Lakeview. And I don't remember much, but I remember that I cried for quite some time. And finally, my dad said, all right, we're going to go home. Then he said, all right, my son's going to be the next great Puerto Rican baseball player. And he signed me up for Little League in Hamlin Park. And I did two seasons in Little League at Hamlin Park. But I spent most of my time in left outfield. And of course, no one was, you know, getting balls out there. So I was mostly just, you know, sitting in the grass, picking at the grass. And so my parents said, okay.
It was, I think, in center field doing
something. That's right. And so my parents said, all right, that's not going to be his jam. But it turns out that public service serving the people of the city of Chicago is my jam. And I feel incredibly privileged and lucky to be able to be the general superintendent, the person tasked with overseeing and advancing and protecting this institution for the benefit of 2.7 million people. And so it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. So in terms of, you know, what are you going to see from me? I think one of the most important things is to learn how to do the job well. And the great thing about the Chicago Park District is that there are people that have been doing the job well for decades. In my first week, I made a point of meeting with all of our park and playground supervisors. So these are our SEIU 73 members. These are the front line. If you have a program at your local park, it's because of them. And I made a point of first meeting with, you know, the 34 leaders at HQ. So the chiefs, deputy chiefs, departmental directors, office heads. And I asked them, how many years of experience do you have? And we did the math and it was 481. Then I went to the central region and met with the central region supervisors. I met with the south region supervisors, the north region supervisors. In total, in my first 5 days at the Chicago Park District, I met with 5,000 years of experience. And for context, 5,000 years ago, the Great Pyramid had not yet been built. So there's a tremendous amount of experience, and the hundreds of people that I met with in my first 5 days represent only a fraction of the thousands of people in our workforce. So I did want to take an opportunity to recognize some of the key people in our workforce. We have Mike Winfert. Mike, will you stand up, please? So Mike has been with us for 3 decades. And he is our lakefront landscape supervisor. So when you are driving down Lakeshore Drive, when you're on the bike path, the beautiful things that you see, he is tending to the garden in the city and the garden. We have a duo of sisters here who collectively have been working for the Chicago Park District for 80 years. We have Dakota Carmen, who's a physical instructor at Kennecott. Why don't you stand up, Dakota? And then we have Janie Collins, and Janie takes the prize. She's been with us for 5 decades, and she's the supervisor at Washington Park. So these are the wonderful women and men of the Chicago Park District, and I feel so privileged to be able to work with them. And one thing is that we need to appreciate is that in so many of our communities, the park supervisor is like a pastor, right? They are co-parenting. They're providing youth with social opportunities, with great opportunities. I hear sound. Oh, okay. I think there's a video going on over there. But they are also helping to develop world champions and amazing athletes. And so for a lot of people,
amazing future park superintendents.
That's right, too.
As well as
even
boxers.
When they're just sitting and crying in the room, they're helping to develop them, too, into great leaders. So I'm very privileged to be able to work with this team. And It's the people in the parks and all of their experience. They've been doing such a great job over many decades taking care of this institution. So I need to learn from them. And I need to be a good team member to them to make sure that we can continue to succeed for the decades to come.
That's really nice to hear. That's refreshing. And that's a sign of a true leader. So we look forward to helping and watching you on that journey. And I know your mom's here. Is your dad still with us?
He passed, unfortunately.
Okay. Sorry, but I bet he's pretty proud of what came of you.
I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Pretty neat. So I have some questions that some of you pre-submitted, but I'm going to ask Caleb. Caleb, are you here? Where is Caleb? Okay, so I have... Oh, come, will you come on up? And I've got a microphone over here. Does anyone have any questions that they'd like to ask from the audience? And please don't be shy. Okay, we've got one over here. Do me a favor and hang for 1 second, just because we do have an audience online, so this way they can hear you. Thank you, Caleb. And then I'll give you a chance to close out once we get a few, about 10 minutes.
So hi, I'm Genevieve Gonigan, VP of HR at Lincoln Park Zoo, a fellow Whitney Young Dolphin. We're so proud of you. My question really has to do with the youth in the city, Park District. Your respite, you are a large employer. We've noticed an uptick in mental health challenges in our youth. And I just love for you to talk a little bit more about the resources that the park will provide, even with the workers being able to be well equipped to deal with some of the challenges that they'll be seeing with the youth this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Health and wellness are part of the Park District strategic plan. And we want to make sure that we're supporting the health and wellness of Chicagoans at all ages, and as well as our workforce. And so at the end of this month, we're launching May in Motion, which you can learn more about on our Chicago Park District website. And there's flyers here for May in Motion from our health and wellness team. And so we know that when you get the body moving, that it has amazing positive impacts, not just for your heart and for your joints, but for your mind and your mental health wellness as well. We're also working. We have a director of policy, Pam Whitmore, and she is looking at what are different partnerships that we can develop to further support not just our workforce, but also to support our young people too, and ensure that our approach and the work that we do is trauma informed, because a lot of youth that we work with are bringing a lot of trauma into the workplace if they're working with us as a rec leader in training or as a rec leader or as they participate in those programs with us. But, you know, our board of commissioner member, Rob Castañeda, who does amazing programming here in the city of Chicago, one of the things that he told me is that when young people play sports and when they get active, that it actually has a really positive physiological impact that actually helps them deal with trauma and helps them deal with a lot of the stress that they face in their lives. So I think that at its core, what the Park District provides is helping to address a lot of those issues, but there's always ways that we can improve. And through our health and wellness team and through the work that we're doing with new partnerships that we're pursuing, I think we're going to be able to improve that in the years to come.
Thank you for that. That's a great question. And City Club has really been pushing mental health and kind of destigmatizing it. So I'm glad you asked that question. And I'm going to add on to that because I've had the governor and the mayor, you know, a number of different folks, and I always ask them, these jobs are big jobs. And if we're going to make mental health a priority, we've got to be able to deal with our own mental health. And how do you deal with your own mental health? Like I said earlier, you've got 50 aldermen calling you. You've got a staff you're trying to get to know. You've got, I'm sure, everybody pulling at a sleeve here and there at every park you're visiting, wanting more. And then you got to go home and actually be a family. How do you deal with your own mental health?
I walk my dog every morning for at least 20 minutes, and I look at the trees in my neighborhood and just take it all in, and I can feel my body just, you know, relax as I walk through the neighborhood. So tree canopies are extremely important. Please plant trees in your front yard. I also love hiking. It's a big, fun thing that I like to do. Right before I started April 1, I got to go to Pierre Marquette State Park, and visit one of three, parks in our state system that have Civilian Conservation Corps built cabins. So I'm a big history buff and geek, so I got to geek out in this historic cabin and hike around Pierre Marquette State Park. So just being out in nature, just, you know, relaxing, taking in deep breaths, those are ways that I try and relax and deal with the stresses of the job.
That's great. By the way, I take morning walks in Women's Park. So if things aren't going great there, you may hear from me every now and then.
Let us know. Let us know.
I've been known.
Shoot me a text. Shoot me pictures. Be like, this is bad. And then I'll shoot it over to Pat LaVar and
it's
be like, Pat,
great.
We gotta fix this. And then Pat will be like, on it, soup. And we'll be good.
No special treatment, though, right? Okay, Caleb, where are you? Do you have another question out here? We've got one in the back there in the middle. Actually, Cara, could you stop at Cara on the way? And then we'll hit in the back.
I hope that wasn't special treatment. Cara Bachman, Chicago Sports Commission. Welcome. We're excited to work with you. We've worked with your team. They're terrific. The Sports Commission, we're part of Choose Chicago, and tourism obviously is what we're after. And the parks have been an incredible, incredible asset. So many events from entertainment, sports, et cetera. So I'm not going to put you right on the spot. You can think about it, but we are eager to work with you and use our parks, which we think are one of the most incredible assets here, to showcase our city to the world. I think every time we use parks, and it's a broadcast opportunity, people around the world see everything they have to offer going in and out. So
here, I think this will work. Trade you.
Okay. So, just in terms of this isn't working either.
Mike?
Anyway, we are looking forward to moving ahead with your leadership, increasing tourism, and using the parks to do that. And I want to give a huge kudos to your team and the approach you've shared thus far, because there's so many trusted, wonderful employees you have. And it sounds like they have a great leader, so we're excited for the expansion of your team and the 5,000 years of experience.
That's right.
So, on behalf of all tourism, we're looking forward to that.
Thank you.
So did they cut the mic off because that was more of a statement, Cara?
But I do just want to take one second to recognize a member of the team. So there was obviously the lifeguard scandal that occurred at the Chicago Park District. And people were afraid, should my child be a lifeguard? We ran into issues hiring sufficient lifeguards. And in the wake of that, my predecessor, Rosa Escareño, and her chief of staff, Joan Coogan, worked to start the Office of Prevention and Accountability. They amended the Park District Code to make sure that there was an entity within the Chicago Park District that was working proactively to protect some of our most vulnerable park patrons and park employees. And so I just really want to give a big round of applause to Joan Coogan, who's here tonight. Dan Gibbons, former boss, and many the boss of many people in this room, but
great,
you know,
public servant.
They did a tremendous job, and so I just want to, you know, recognize Joan for her many years of service to the city and to the Park District. You can definitely put a feather in your cap as it relates to open all the work that you've done. So thank you.
Thanks for that, Caleb. Okay. Will you, I think we've got time, we'll come back up to you in just a minute. Is that mic working? All right.
Thanks.
From the
so
back.
Much. Hi, my name is Ray Perez. I'm super excited that you're here today and sharing with us. Obviously, we're all huge fans of the Park District system. That's why we are here. And I wanted to ask about safety, because I think this is something that everyone in the city cares about. There's a lot of demands for making parks safer in our city. And I think there's also a expectation that a lot of people bring that means more cops. And I wanted to ask if you're thinking about other creative ways to improve safety in our parks that don't lead to situations like Gompers Park getting cleared of encampments and assaulted unhoused people. So wanted to see if you're open to integrating with social service providers, outreach workers, really thinking more broadly about what intervention and prevention means in our parks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That's an extremely important question. You know, parks help advance public safety. There's a lot of research that shows that when you have a public park and it's well taken care of, the entire community is safer as a result. We also know that there are many people who are very vulnerable that are in our parks, and that includes people that are experiencing homelessness. And so one of my commitments is to ensure that we are not criminalizing poverty, that we are not kicking people while they're down. We are convening a working group with the Chicago Coalition to End Homelessness, as well as other stakeholders, including Friends of the Parks, in order to assess our policies as it relates to homelessness. One of the things that the person who just asked that question touched upon is Gompers Park, which is a park up in the far northwest side, where there has been a homeless encampment there that has received a lot of media attention. And so we are working to make sure that we are connecting people there with housing. We're working very closely with the Department of Family Support Services and their outreach team. And we know that there's more work to be done. And so we're going to be convening that working group this spring and hope to be able to make a further announcement as to the direction that we're heading as a result of that working group.
Great. Caleb, I think we've got one more right here.
Congratulations, first and foremost. Another dolphin in the room. Hey.
And I think
let's
many
go, Whitney.
Know who you are, but will you introduce yourself?
Christina Passione-Zayas, Chief of Staff to Mayor Brandon Johnson. As an organizer, what is your call to action for us to support the parks?
Fabulous question. Thank you.
That was not planned or planted, I promise. Great way to end, though.
So at your tables, you have this little card with this QR code. And so you heard me talk about earlier about how in the vast majority of our parks, summer camp fees are lower than they were in 2019. That's because of wonderful public-private partnerships that help generate revenue for the Chicago Park District, but it's also because of the generosity of Chicagoans who help support that programming. And so the fees that we charge for our programming do not cover the cost of that programming at our summer camps. And so if you would be so kind as to scan this QR code and make a contribution to our financial assistance fund, when there are families that cannot afford that fee, we are able to help them with our financial assistance fund. So please, 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 if you could dig into your pocket and make a contribution to our financial assistance fund, you will be helping children across the city of Chicago, particularly some of our most vulnerable children here in the city. And then we also have a packet of seeds. So one of our goals as the Chicago Park District, right, we're not just at the nexus of public health and public safety, we're also at the nexus of environmental sustainability, and we want to ensure that we're advancing environmental sustainability. And unfortunately, we are seeing a collapse in our population of pollinators, particularly in one pollinator that calls Illinois home, at least for part of its life, and that is the monarch butterfly. And so I came in on April 1, and at the PAC conference, at our Park Advisory Conference summit this year, I launched what's called Project Monarch. And so we have natural habitats all across our Chicago Park District system, about 2,000 acres of natural habitat. And we want you to join us in planting seeds to support our pollinators. And so you have packets in front of you that have a QR code that talk about Project Monarch. Of course, some of you have packets of seeds that are not just milkweed, which is what the monarch butterfly needs to survive and thrive, but you have a packet of seeds that also helps support other pollinators as well. So we are asking the public to scan that other QR code. Don't we all just love scanning QR codes? And to learn about Project Monarch and how you can help support so many important pollinators in our communities.
That's great. We love homework. That's right. Here at City Club. Thank you so much, Carlos Ramirez-Rosa, the new Park District Superintendent. You've got big plans. You've got, it sounds like a great team, and we look forward to having you back here soon to hear how those plans have come to fruition in, you know, a few months and into next year. Thank you for being here at City Club. Thank you for being open and open to all these questions. Thank you to all of you for being part of the city, being part of the City Club. There's so much more to come. We've got a couple of programs. The next one, I think, is CPS New Arts Education Plan on May 7th with Pedro Martinez and a few others. We have a screening of a mental health film that's going to be really neat to join in a conversation while we get a sneak peek at that. You'll hear about that soon. And we rely on your ideas and your input. Chris Brown is going to be coming back soon. We're going to talk. We have a few things we're going to talk about. But please keep those ideas coming. Keep coming yourselves. Please up your membership if you haven't to support this great platform so we can share the stories of people like the superintendent. So everybody, enjoy your day. Enjoy your summer. I think we're getting started with that. And we'll have you back soon, Sue. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Thank you.